Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Journey into Finance with your host, Ian Towner. I took a break from podcasting for about a couple of weeks to pursue some other endeavors and meet some obligations I had set up for myself. But now I'm back, and I'm ready to move on to Chapter 9, Creating a Rainy Day Fund. And without further ado, here we shall begin. What is a rainy day fund? The phrase originated from a quote dated in the 16th century from a fable called Dungeons and Dragons. It's a transparent idiom that shows some similarity between literal and intended meanings. When I was a child, my mother would say, "Save for a rainy day." I thought it meant to save my money for when it was raining outside, not understanding the phrase until I was much older from my English class. So saving for a rainy day means to put money aside for unexpected events, similar to a safety net for unanticipated expenses. But how do you start a rainy day fund? Well, you start by saving. And if you're like most people living paycheck to paycheck, saving money might seem impossible to accomplish. But you start out by creating a budget. How do you create a budget? This topic is one of the most undesirable and tedious aspects of learning about and managing personal finance, because you have to begin to be very serious with yourself and honest. So we begin by looking over 1 month of income and deduct 1 month of recurring expenses, like car loans, rent or mortgage payments, utilities, etc. Then we add in our personal spending habits for 1 month, like gas for the car, groceries, personal hygiene products, wants and needs. The key is to keep doing everything we've been doing so we get the full picture of our assets and liabilities and expenditures to determine our net worth. A comment was made by one of our listeners on how life is more than just finances. Yes, life is more than knowledge of money and how to earn more income. Show me one successful person who doesn't have a budget. Your average person, if they are productive citizens, has or should have an overview of their wealth, or lack thereof, in order to live. Financial calculations are a huge part of life in America and other parts of the world. A budget helps to indicate where the money is going and where to allocate it. In my book, I write about the importance of a couple having separate accounts for their personal needs and spending, and another for the bills, and one more for saving for those rainy days in life, like medical emergencies, car and home repairs, or funeral expenses. The other day I was speaking to a friend who said to me, "I really want to know how I can spend less money." My response was simple. Just be mindful of where your money is going and change your spending habits. Like that Starbucks coffee you purchased today. Did you forget that we have free coffee here at work? And yes, I still work while pursuing my dreams. Just add a sweetener like apple spice or caramel macchiato. I probably didn't say that right, but anyway, there's several flavors to choose from. Free means you can save that money for your rainy day fund, and I winked at her. Well, I guess she didn't like what I said because she rolled her eyes at me and walked away saying something to the effect of, "I'm not doing that. That's boring." Then I said, "Hey, I can only help you if you are willing to help yourself." Coming up next, 5 tips to saving more money right now. Let's hear what one of our state representatives has to say.
Because those rainy day funds never do you any good in the long run because they're not ongoing funds, but they allow you to plan for and make the adjustments you need without having to make them in a crisis situation. A lot of the other states, without rainy day funds, when the slowdown happened, they had the choices of turning out prisoners, laying off all the state police, going to 4 day a week school week, or raising taxes, and almost all of them raised taxes. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason we didn't raise taxes is we had that shock absorber that allowed us to, you know, to do the right thing, to allow the agency managers to manage, to work with the legislature. So having that shock absorber allows you in state government to do the right thing.
And that shock absorber was the state rainy day fund. We'll be back after a moment.